This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Trump and National Security Advisor John Bolton have conflicting views about how serious a threat North Korea is. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman explains.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe hosted U.S. President Donald Trump for a round of golf on Sunday morning. Before heading to the course, Trump was on Twitter, putting himself at odds with his own national security advisor. In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
Delegations from Venezuela's government and the opposition have returned to Norway to try to resolve the South American country's political crisis. The Norwegian government says it will mediate the talks this week. Opposition leader Juan Guaido, recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader, has been unable to nudge Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, from office. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison named his new cabinet on Sunday. It will hold a record 7 women and the first Aboriginal cabinet minister.
Australia will also have the first Indigenous cabinet minister in Ken Wyatt, who will take on the role of Minister for Indigenous Australians.
Morrison also promised that the government would deliver on his campaign promises, including creating 1.25 million new jobs over the next 5 years. This is VOA News. Pivotal elections for the European Union Parliament reached their climax Sunday as the last 21 nations go to the polls and results are announced in a vote that boils down to a continent-wide battle between Eurosceptic populists and proponents of closer EU unity. Right-wing nationalists who want to slash immigration into Europe and return power to national governments are expected to make gains, though mainstream parties are tipped to hold on to power in the 751-seat legislature that sits in both Brussels and Strasbourg. Leading the challenge to the established order is Italy's hardline interior minister, Matteo Salvini, head of the League Party, who's assembling a group of like-minded parties from across Europe. Thousands of prisoners in Turkey ended their hunger strike Sunday that had been mounted to force Turkey to end jailed militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at İmralı Island prison. Earlier Sunday, Öcalan's lawyers read a statement from their client calling for an end to the strikes. An estimated 2,000 to 3,000 detainees throughout Turkey's prison system had participated in the strikes. Pope Francis says that abortion can never be condoned, even when the fetus is gravely sick or likely to die, and urged doctors and priests to support families to carry such pregnancies to term. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Speaking to a Vatican-sponsored anti-abortion conference, Francis said the opposition to abortion isn't a religious issue, but a human one. Is it licit to throw away a life to resolve a problem, he asked. Is it licit to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? Francis denounced decisions to abort based on prenatal testing, saying a human being is never incompatible with life. Even those babies destined to die at birth or soon thereafter deserve to receive medical care in the womb, Francis said, adding that the parents need to be supported so they don't feel isolated and afraid. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Ireland has voted overwhelmingly to relax its divorce laws. 82% of voters had cast their ballots to remove a constitutional provision that required couples to live separately for 4 years before their marriage could be dissolved. Sunday marks the last time the Rolling Thunder motorcycles will participate in the Memorial Day observance on the National Mall. For many people, the group's decades-long presence with the roar of hundreds of thousands of motorcycle engines has become synonymous with Memorial Day activities in Washington. The Ride for Freedom was designed to raise awareness of service people who've given their lives during U.S. military combat or are still missing in action. Its executive director says he's grown frustrated dealing with the Pentagon and coordinating it. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.